The two people being charged with evidence tampering in the case of a missing New Canaan woman pleaded not guilty today in Stamford Superior Court. Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports.
Fotis Doulos and his girlfriend, Michelle Traconis, both pleaded not guilty to two felony charges related to the disappearance of Doulos' estranged wife, Jennifer Doulos. She's been missing since late May. The Hartford Courant reports that the husband's blood was found on Jennifer Doulos' kitchen faucet mixed with her blood. Prosecutors say there was no reason for his blood to be found there. Norm Pattis is a lawyer representing Fotis Doulos in the case.
I would ask everyone to put aside the easy narrative here that an angry ex-spouse took matters into his own hands to resolve a custody dispute. That didn't happen. Having said that, I don't know what happened.
That's Pattis speaking through a WFSB live stream after his court appearance. Multiple media reports have indicated that Traconis, Doulos' girlfriend, has been cooperating with police in the investigation. Police have said there's video evidence of people resembling Fotis Doulos and Traconis driving around Hartford's North End, making several stops and occasionally dumping things into garbage bins or storm drains that police say were tainted with Jennifer Doulos' blood. Pattis says it's not clear that the person in the video is his client.
But I think we can account for his whereabouts for almost all of the time. The narrow window that it would have taken for him to drive down here and accomplish things would make it impossible for the crime to have been committed by him.
Jennifer Doulos is a mother of five. She and her estranged husband have been engaged in a bitter divorce since 2017. David Roche, Connecticut Public Radio.